This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A man convicted of killing a Cascade County deputy during a high-speed pursuit has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Adam Sanchez Jr. was sentenced yesterday for the August 2014 death of Deputy Joe Dunn. He was found guilty of deliberate homicide in October. He was charged under the felony murder rule, which says a person participating in a felony can be charged with homicide if a death occurs. Authorities say the chase began in Great Falls and continued toward Geyser. During the pursuit, Sanchez turned his vehicle around and was headed back to Great Falls when he struck Dunn. Sanchez's attorney argued there was no evidence that his client intended to cause harm. Sanchez is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence for a previous chase. Supporters of an effort to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in Montana can now begin gathering signatures. The Secretary of State says the Attorney General has approved the language for Initiative 178. Supporters have to gather signatures from at least 5% of registered voters in each of 34 House districts, with a total of at least 24,175 signatures for the measure to appear on the November 2016 general election ballot. The measure would legalize marijuana use for people aged 21 and over, would allow for the commercial sale of pot and marijuana-infused products, and place a 20% excise tax on sales. The initiative expects the excise tax and licensing fees would generate about $37 million over 5 years, while the measure would cost the state about $10.9 million in administrative expenses and other costs. Federal environmental regulators have approved water quality rules meant to protect southeastern Montana cropland from wastewater produced during natural gas drilling. They had been opposed by energy companies and officials in neighboring Wyoming. The rules limit how much salty water that's a byproduct of drilling can enter the Tongue and Powder River basins along the Montana-Wyoming border. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said in letters issued December 8th that the rules from Montana and the Northern Cheyenne Tribe were consistent with the Federal Clean Water Act. Gas production in the region has declined dramatically in recent years due to falling prices. But Montana rancher Mark Fix said yesterday that he continues to see high salt levels in the Tongue River during the annual spring runoff due to past drilling. A for-profit company that operates medical schools around the world has chosen not to open a medical school here in Montana. The Missoulian newspaper reports that Manipal Education Americas has been exploring the possibility of starting a medical school in Montana for a year. The company's president issued a statement yesterday saying they won't be starting a medical school here in Montana after all. Authorities say a sheriff's deputy in Washington state opened fire on a Montana fugitive who was armed with a rifle and led authorities on a chase. The Tri-City Herald reports deputies responded to a tip yesterday that 45-year-old Kirk Riddle was staying at a home near Prosser, Washington. He surrendered when the case ended up in Yakima County. Riddle was wanted on felony warrants out of Flathead County. The Montana Law Enforcement Academy will graduate 53 new officers today, and most of them will report for duty by Monday. Academy Administrator Glenn Steiner says this class includes 13 Native American graduates. That's more Native officers than any other basic course in the Academy's history.
It's a combination of a couple things. One is just vacancies. You know, the stars have aligned and they've managed to send some folks here. And the other one, I think my understanding is from the Blackfeet tribal law enforcement, is they have had an increase in funding, and that has allowed them to hire some folks and get them down here.
Steiner says the Academy is excited to turn out some new graduates.
You know, Montanans deserve safe communities, and we do the best we can to provide folks with the training and the skill to kind of do that for them.
All graduates have been employed by their respective state, county, city, and tribal agencies for less than a year. Blackfeet Tribal Chief Earl Oldperson will lead a brief ceremony for tribal graduates as part of today's graduation ceremony. Central Montana's Petroleum County Commissioners are planning to ask their constituents to either raise property taxes or merge with a neighboring county. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Petroleum County raises less than $400,000 a year in property taxes. To continue functioning, the county needs to increase that by at least $60,000. Commissioners say they hope to have a vote on the June primary ballot. Residents of eastern Fergus County successfully voted to divide and form Petroleum County in 1925. The vote was 891 to 235. Today, there are just 392 registered voters. A wind-driven fire on the Fort Belknap Reservation threatened livestock and homes before being nearly contained. The Great Falls Tribune reports the fire consumed about 3 square miles of land and 400 tons of hay at one ranch Wednesday night, but was 95% contained by yesterday morning. Fire officials say the blaze began about 8 miles east of the community of Fort Belknap Wednesday and burned pasture land, alfalfa, and Conservation Reserve Program fields. Acting Fire Management Officer Bayard Lamble says no livestock were killed or homes were damaged. He says the cause of the fire is under investigation, but it was likely human-caused because there was no lightning reported in the area when that fire started. Inmates at Montana State Prison are busy this holiday season handcrafting toys for children. KTMF-TV reports the inmates are using building materials from the prison grounds, such as lumber from the ranch and old pallets to make the gifts as part of the Toys for Tots program. Inmate Cody Yearout says the uniqueness of the gifts is what makes them so special. Another inmate, Royden Johnson, says he likes the program because it's a way to provide toys to kids who may not be able to afford them. The inmates are employed through Montana Correctional Enterprises, which helps inmates get work experience to prepare them for life outside prison walls. Staff members at the prison say they expect inmates to make about 200 toys this holiday season. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.